Momentum builds after we start, not before. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40. I'm excited. It's Monday, and today we are starting a 7-day mini momentum challenge, a mini momentum challenge, which is actually leading up to next week when something really exciting is happening, or I should say another exciting thing, because in Snippet Land, there's always something going on. I'm always here for you, helping you, thinking about you, sending you my heart's love, and just thinking, I want her to feel what this feels like. So I'm a little bit obsessed. I admit it. I'm obsessed. But hey, that's what we do here. That's why I'm here, because my obsession for your success keeps me going day after day. Listen, gals, I can do this. I can stay focused. I really can. We are starting today what I'm calling a mini momentum challenge. What is that? It's simple. Don't get complicated at all. Nothing complicated about this. It simply means that if you're in Snippet Land, in meaning if you're in the Snippet Land ecosystem, meaning, get to the point, Becca, meaning if you're getting the podcast and email from me, you will have the mini momentum challenge arriving into your world for the next 7 days, either through the show or your inbox. So let's go. Let's get started. First of all, today I want to talk about what is momentum, why does it matter, and how can we get some happening in our lives? Well, what is momentum? Let's get real technical here. In physics, momentum simply means mass times velocity. Okay, that wasn't simple. What the hell does that mean and why do we care? Let's look at this more closely. Here's what it is. It's the measure of how much motion an object has and how hard it is to stop. The more momentum something has, the harder it is to stop or slow down. Now, there's the key for us over the next 7 days. Let me say that again. The more momentum something has, the harder it is to stop or slow down. So, babe, what do we want to do? We want to start the momentum, because then it'll be harder to slow you down, harder to stop you later. But, hello, there's a flip side of this coin, and it's called inertia. And this is where we, many of us, are stuck in inertia. We're like, I can't even get going. Or, no, you can get going, but it's hard. The hardest part, I always say this, the hardest part of sobriety is the beginning. It's starting. It's getting going. It's doing the thing in the first week, the couple of weeks, even maybe the first month. That's the hardest part of this. And we only get a little ways into it the first day sometimes, sometimes the first 5 hours, and we blow it, right? We end up drinking. We just dip our toes into momentum, and then alcohol comes and attacks us, we succumb to the voice, and bam, we're back into inertia. We're back where we started, our momentum is gone. And when you're starting over again and again and again, that's completely and totally exhausting, because you're trying to go from zero to momentum over and over and over again. So this week, our goal is to just get some momentum happening, get you out of inertia so that you can start feeling that movement, right? So if we're stuck, it's not because you're lazy, you're battling inertia. And the first tiny move matters the most. Once you shift from stuck to in motion, you're building force. You're building force. And this is why we feel so defeated after restarting. We're fighting inertia all over again. Now, this is not just physical movement. This is not just, I mean, we can feel this when we get up off the couch sometimes. It's like, I want to get this body moving, right? I know this as a hiker. I know this to be a fact. The hardest part of my hike some days is the first 5 or 10 minutes of just getting the body moving, getting it going, getting it into. Once I get going with the dogs and we start getting some energy moving and I can feel myself warming up, it feels great. It's almost like something's pushing me along. But I've done many, many hikes where the first 10 minutes, I didn't even want to be there. The only thing that got me there was my puppy dog's eyes looking at me and saying, Mom, are we hiking today or what? Especially when I was drinking, because I had dogs all through my drinking years. And one of the reasons I had dogs was because they would give me the eye. Are we going? I'd be halfway through a couple of drinks or halfway through a Mickey or whatever, and I didn't want to go. I'm like, I don't want to hike right now. I'm settled. But the puppy dog eyes, oh, those puppy dog eyes. So I'd get my ass up off the couch, get them in the car, take them to the walking place. And I'm just like, I don't want to be here. And sure enough, once I just got moving, right? We just got to get moving, gals. Then things start to happen for us. So we can take that as a metaphor, hiking with the dogs, physically moving the body. But there's also emotional and mental momentum that we're going to be talking about this week. Let's talk about emotional momentum and why it matters. Well, emotional momentum means shifting your emotions, your internal dialogue from criticism to compassion. That is momentum. If you decide, I'm not going to beat myself up anymore, and when I find myself saying negative words to myself, I'm going to shift that to something compassionate. That becomes momentum in itself. You're building a new pathway in the brain where it's like, no, sorry, not beating myself up today. Today I'm being compassionate towards myself. Then you're building a momentum stream, an emotional stream of momentum into compassion, right? So we have to start. We have to be willing to start, not only emotional, but the actual actions that we take. So for example, when we start noticing how we feel when we're triggered, as opposed to numbing, just running out and having a drink or just going ahead and pouring that drink, we start building momentum in the direction of choices, different choices. So all of it, every time we take a different action, we're starting to build a momentum stream in the direction that we need to go. Now, this is a lot. We're not doing all of this today. Today, I just want to get you in momentum for the mini momentum challenge and understanding why it's so important and so powerful for us to start taking tiny little actions, tiny little thoughts, tiny little emotions that will change the direction of our momentum. Why does it matter that we do this with others? So why am I saying to you, look, just go out there and get yourself some momentum? I'm not. I'm saying to you, spend the next 7 days with me building this momentum together. Why? Because when we do it with others, even a one-way thing, like you're getting an email from me tomorrow, you're getting a snippet from me today, and so on, that hearing my voice will help you mirror the energy that I'm putting out there. Being surrounded, even virtually, by others who are choosing momentum, choosing motion, will add to your own force. Whether it's a podcast, an email, or a message, you're now in shared motion. So surrounding yourself with people whose momentum matches your mission is very powerful. Momentum breeds motivation. Motivation follows action, not the other way around. I want to say that last piece one more time. Motivation follows action. So if you're sitting on the couch or you're sitting there with your wine or whatever, right, and you don't have the momentum yet, and you're trying to get yourself motivated to stop drinking, it's not going to happen as easily if you take an action first. Momentum breeds motivation, meaning start thinking a thought you want to think. Be compassionate instead of critical. Take a deep breath instead of a glass of wine, and you're building motivation through momentum. So there's a lot to be said about momentum, gals. And today, I just want you to understand, wait, every little thing that I do will build towards me being in motion and moving forward and getting that momentum and getting me out of inertia in all these different areas of my life. Emotional, physical, mental inertia. You got all three of those going against you. Like, that's a lot going against you. Not to mention the voice of alcohol. So here's what we're doing this week. We're getting you out of inertia, physically, emotionally, and mentally. We're getting you moving in the direction you want to go by taking tiny, little, mini momentum steps. And this is all leading up, ready for this? Wait for it. It's leading up to next week, because guess what I'm doing next week, gals? I'm doing another live event, a live event, the kind where you come and show up with me live in a video conference, and I walk you through 5 days to get you sober before what? Oh my God, Thanksgiving and Black Friday are coming, in the United States anyway. That's when everything shifts. That's when the holiday season starts. We got to do this now, gals. So, big surprise, guess what? November 5 to 9, that's starting next Wednesday, November 5 to 9, live event, live challenge, the I'm Ready 5-day challenge for 40-plus professional women. You're going to get a lot more from me on that next week. But this week, gals, let's slow down. Let's take that breath. Let's just think momentum and get ourselves ready slowly. Let's do this rational. Let's not go nuts and go, okay, that's it. I'm going to build up my sober life on this beautiful, clean slate that then gets all destroyed the next day. How many times have we done that? I'm trying to give you that visual because we've all done it so many times. Restarting, starting over, starting over, starting over is so defeating and so disheartening. It's one of the things that eventually keeps us stuck in inertia for years. We just say to ourselves, why should I even bother? I've tried that before. It doesn't work. That's why doing this together is so incredibly powerful. So my wicked evil plan for you is to have you do the 7-day mini momentum challenge this week just by showing up here and in your inbox, which will lead us together into November 5 to 9 for a live challenge for those of you who would like to do that. So the next couple of weeks and beyond, you're fully supported. So I hope you're excited. This is momentum, my dear. This is what it looks like. And together, we're going to keep you going right into the holiday season. This week, the mini momentum challenge. My plan for you is to have so much support in the next 2 weeks that this will be your time. This will be your time, and you will walk into the 2025 holiday season a completely different person. Gals, you can do that. You can do this before the 2025 holiday season. You do not have to succumb to the whole 2 months of hoopla and tradition and alcohol and just throw up your hands and give up and decide to try it all in January. We can do this now. So today, let's keep this super simple. Today, we're going to start your momentum. I would like you to pick up a pen and a piece of paper and write at the top, my momentum moment starts now. My momentum moment starts now. Underneath it, I'd like you to write out a commitment. I'm committed to getting in motion before the 2025 holiday season. I am committed to getting in motion before the 2025 holiday season, which I figure technically is the second half of November into through December. And that's your mini motion for today. Just write down your commitment. Nothing else. I'm not asking you to change anything else today. If you're drinking, do what you will with that. If you're not drinking, do what you will with that. We're going to work change into this slowly. But you're here. You're hearing my voice. Tomorrow, you're getting my email. Wednesday, another snippet, and so on. So just write down today that you're committed to your mini momentum motion. You're going to take action each day. And that is today's action. Write it down. Start with a nice deep breath, close your eyes, and just feel your heart center. Feel how much you want this. Remind yourself that you are worthy, that you are capable, that this can be a life-changing moment for you. Gals, life-changing moments are literally mini moments. Mini, mini moments. In other words, M-I-N-I, not M-A-N-Y. We want one. It's a mini moment where we just commit. We don't look ahead and say, it's going to be like this, it's going to be like that, I'll do this, I'll do that. This is, no. Stop. Stay here and today in this moment. Pick up your pen, close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, feel your heart center, open those eyes and write down, I commit to this mini momentum moment. And then just breathe. Get on with your day and come back tomorrow. I'll meet you in your inbox and we'll go from there. We've had enough of these big, gigantic plans that we make. I cannot tell you how many big plans I did over the years. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and I would write out on a piece of paper this entire plan. What really cracks me up is when I think about moderation. I had so many moderation plans. And if you've been in Snippetland any length of time, you know my thoughts on moderation these days. In short, it's impossible. But that was another snippet I did a couple of weeks ago. But to stay focused here today, we make these big plans, and I would literally get out a calendar and I'd write on it, okay, on this day, I'm allowed 3 drinks. And the next day, I'm having 2. The next day, only 1. And then I'll go 0. And then the next day will be a Friday, so I'll just allow myself 2. And I'd do all the math and I'd figure it all out and make this big plan to change my life, and never worked. I never even got through the first day. That is not how we do this. It is not how we do this. Instead, first of all, we don't do it alone, and you're not. I'm here, and there are many of us here. You're not alone hearing this snippet. So just be gentle and kind with yourself. Close those eyes, take that breath, and write down on a piece of paper your commitment, and I'll meet you tomorrow morning in your inbox. In the meantime, if you haven't done your 50 stack from last week, you might consider doing that. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just scroll back to last Wednesday's snippet and you will see the entire instructions on how to do a 50 stack. I think that's a really, really powerful way to start your momentum because it reminds you of how incredibly amazing you are. So go back if you didn't do it. Do that 50 stack today or start it today. But at the very least, to get your momentum going, close the eyes. One more time. Here we go. Close those eyes. Take a deep breath. Feel your heart center and write down on a piece of paper, my mini momentum moment starts now. And if you happen to be one of those gals hearing my voice who's not getting messages from Snippetland in your inbox, oh my dear, now's the time to make sure you're getting messages from Snippetland. Go to the show notes, tap the link, and I will send you all of the amazing guides that I've created. There's a guide on breathing. There's one on journaling. There's one on cleansing and so on and so forth. And in return, you're giving me your email address so I can show up tomorrow in your inbox. You don't want to miss out on any of the days in this momentum challenge. So today is a snippet. Tomorrow's your inbox and on we go from there. Make sure I've got your email and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.